You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All in Black Party coming up sooner than you think. November 10th is going down at the Voodoo. Love Macy, Soul Revival, and of course, Daniel Caesar, all in the building performing live. It's a nice little date night, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, get your little shorty, bring her through. Come on, man.
Can't disappoint that night. If you can't seal the deal that night, what can you do?
Oh, Lord. Sealing the deal, huh?
Got to.
Standing room tickets only, man. KPRS.com to get yours. What's up, dog? What you get into last night?
Oh, man. Watched the World Series game 2. Boston Red Sox pulled it out. Up 2-0. Going to L.A. tomorrow. It's going to be a good one.
Probably they're not playing tonight, are they?
No, it's a travel day today.
So, yeah.
And caught a little basketball last night and caught some sleep. That was the most definite thing.
I caught some sleep, too, after football practice, of course.
Okay.
But like, who you got in the series?
I had the Dodgers in 6, but it ain't looking like that right now, is it?
Nah.
But, you know, they say the series don't start until somebody wins on the road. So we're going to find out tomorrow what's really good with the Boston Red Sox. Is that the old school baseball
That's
tonight?
That's the old school baseball tonight
theme song.
That's 92. Yes, it is.
That's a classic right there.
Hey, shout out to my Lakers for getting a dub last night.
Finally.
My dog, Lance Stephenson, almost had a triple-double.
Messed around, almost got a triple-double?
That's right. So thank you, LeBron, for coming through and bringing Showtime back.
Hey, man, it was the Phoenix Suns. Come on, man.
It don't matter. A dub is a dub, baby.
Is that what Lakers Nation is about right now?
Man, we got to collect
these. Is that what y'all about right now?
Nah, we about winning these championships.
My Mavericks,
you know, we got
flaked
16
off the game
of
last night against Trae Young and the Hawks. Don't get me started. Although Luka is looking like rookie of the year right now, bro.
Trae Young and his fuzzy tennis ball head looking self.
Oh, man. His hair got better, though. He must have got some LeBron James nutrients
His
hair because, his hair got full of hair lately.
He got a slick down or something?
It was weird. It's like he got hair, but at the same time, he's like balding in spots. Have you noticed that with Trae Young?
Yeah.
It's like it's a weird perm type.
He look like a DeBarge.
Yeah, how do you have
older?
Good and bad hair at the same time? That's what I was trying to figure out. That's all. But hey, can I say something real quick, though?
Absolutely.
I know we ain't doing the birthday segment yet, but today is my son's birthday. He's turning 17 today. 17!
My dog, CJ.
Man.
AKA Mayor Sly James.
Go ahead and do it.
Your son look. Mayor Sly James. Your son look like, he does look like Sly James. Shout out to CJ, though. Happy birthday, dog.
I posted a picture of the day on, like, Instagram or Facebook, and my brother's like, man, you look just like CJ. I'm like, that's my son. He look like
you.
Me. But he had the glasses before me, so I didn't give his props. But, yeah, man, happy birthday, man. No shots, though. No shots.
Don't get in trouble, play. 17. All right, he ain't 21
he
yet.
Ain't I just told him. I was like, hey, you too young for shots. You ain't that far away, though.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:21 on your Thursday morning. 50 in Leavenworth. Time for the Shade would be shining.
This dude, Nick Cannon, lost his mind. He insisted that he is a better rapper than Will Smith, Drake, Lil Wayne, and Andre 3000.
What?
Dog. Man, listen.
What?
Here's the audio.
Do you rap better than Will Smith?
Absolutely.
You rap. And Will Smith is pretty damn good. Any forum, your Instagram page, Wildin' Out, wherever you
want
to battle.
You will battle Will Smith.
100%. I feel like I'm better than 90% of the rappers out there.
Word!
I believe, because one of my freestyle, I freestyle so well that I don't even do it no more. Like, if you watch Wildin' Out, I just be like, I don't,
chilling,
everybody else is like preparing and writing bars. Like, I've been doing this, like, my freestyle is crazy. I would call Lil Wayne one of the greatest, Drake one of the greatest, Andre 3000. But it's like, you put those cats in a battle form going back and forth, and they're not going to be able to.
You think you can out-battle all of those guys?
Absolutely.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, back. Hazel, bring back them ribs.
What is wrong with this dude, dog? Like, Nick Cannon, come on, dog. You made this. You made this song, Nick Cannon. It's
cannibal. Peace. Definition of a chick, nice, sweet.
Okay. No more of that. He made a song called Gigolo with R. Kelly, fam. Come, Nick Cannon.
Hey, that song did jam, though.
What song jam?
Gigolo did jam. He might not be the greatest rapper, but that song did jam for a hot second.
Oh, brother, ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now,
You got too much dip on your chip.
Way too much dip on your chip, fam.
Oh, okay. You go sleep on that.
Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please.
Please, man.
Moving on. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta star Tommy Lee might be fired from the show following her recent child cruelty arrest. An insider said, quote, Tommy has gotten in trouble before, but child cruelty allegations are a sensitive subject. They don't want it to appear like they're condoning her behavior. You ever seen her on Love and Hip Hop?
Yes. I haven't seen her recently, but yes. When I did watch the show, first thing she did get on the show is just try to fight some people, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Talking about they act like they don't condone that behavior. It's like Jerry Springer say, I don't condone people coming over here doing all this ratchet stuff. Get out of here.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
Tory Lanez has announced the release of a new album called Love Me Now, which features Meek Mill, Bryson Tiller, and two collaborations with Chris Brown. Now, according to sources, when asked by Zane Lowe on Beats One Radio if a mixtape with Chris is in the works, Tory said, quote, that's on the way. Chris knows what's up. That's on the way. He went on to share that they have 7 or 8 songs completed, and Love Me Now drops tomorrow. You here for Chris Brown and Tory Lanez? I think that'll be hot.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. Too many collabos, though, man.
Yeah, I can see that, but them two, though, like, I really enjoy their styles.
We could just skip that and just go to Chris Brown and Drake, though. We could really just do that since they cool now.
Yeah, I think Drake is on, like, the Get Along Gang now or something. Like, he ain't gonna get along with Pusha T no time soon. But have you noticed that a lot of people he's beefed with in the past, he's been, like, you know, reaching out, like Chris Brown, like you said, Tory Lanez, who he had a beef with, and
let me ask you a question. Would it completely shock you when Pusha T show up in Toronto and maybe might be like a, not saying a reconciliation thing, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's a little personal.
I said that about Meek Mill. Yeah, that one is.
This one's more personal than the Meek Mill one.
But the only reason why I say Pusha T ain't really go, he's went hard. But trust me, if he really was feeling like how he's feeling about how he said something about his wife, he would have pulled up on him by now.
Touche.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because it's not Sunday yet, and I'm not at Chiefs Kingdom yet.
Man, you feel me, though? Like that.
You feel me, bro?
I'm right there with you because this Sunday against the Broncos is going down. Okay.
It's going down, bro, for sure.
You feel me? Was you at the last game?
I was not at the last game, but I knew it was going down for sure, though.
Oh, you missed it. The stadium was so juiced and so hyped, especially when Vontaze Burfict came through. He came through our section, right? Or by our section.
I heard it from the house.
Oh, dog. Hey, oh, man, it went down. Listen, dog, the game is going to be super lit this Sunday, though.
All I'm saying is I'm tired of the adrenaline till Sunday. I'm ready for Sunday, man. I'm ready for the next win.
Is this the most excited y'all been about a Kansas City team in a long time?
Absolutely it is.
It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
It's all because of the quarterback. Like, in teams in the past, we've had these facades. And we've played the toughest teams in the AFC, and we've beaten them besides the Patriots. So, yeah, we feel like this is the most legit, complete team we've had probably since the 93 team.
Exactly. Mahomes for president, dog.
You feel though. What's your name, bro?
Antoine.
Hey, Antoine, don't tailgate too long out there this Sunday, though, all right?
Yeah, they might kick you out.
I have to.
All right, dog, have a good one.
All right, man.
Hey, you too, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We encourage you to take your power to the polls and vote in the midterm elections coming up November 6th. Make sure you handle your business, KC.
I've seen people voting already in Kansas. I see y'all out there.
With the early ballots, the absentee ballots and all that?
Yes. Get to it!
Yeah. Speaking of voting, Donald Trump yesterday promised a full investigation hours after a series of homemade bombs were sent to a number of his political opponents and cable news channel CNN play. I don't know if you heard about it, but man, this is crazy.
Somebody is not liking people talking about Trump badly.
Yeah. Here's what Trump had to say.
The safety of the American people is my highest and absolute priority. I have just concluded a briefing with the FBI, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Secret Service. As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts, and a major federal investigation is now underway. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
So check this out, Blaine. Homemade devices were sent to former President Barack Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and billionaire activist George Soros. Others were intended for former CIA Director John Brennan and former Attorney General Eric Holder, but were mailed to wrong addresses. None got anywhere near their intended targets, except for the package sent to CNN, which got to the mailroom and forced an evacuation of the building that aired live on the network. Play.
How scary is that?
Very scary. And thank God none of the devices were detonated. Also, last night, there were reports of other devices that may have been intended for Representative Maxine Waters and former Vice President Joe Biden. And the FBI, Secret Service, and the New York Police Department are among the agencies investigating the incidents. And then, Play, to add on to all of that, breaking news this morning, a suspicious package was sent to Robert De Niro in New York City. That just happened about 30 minutes ago.
So packages are still going out right now.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like a detail. This is something that had been planned for a long time, right?
Do you remember back around the 9/11 attacks, the anthrax mail?
Oh, remember that? Oh, yeah.
And how scary of a situation that was.
Like, people did not even want to open their mail because of
exactly.
that, right? Yeah. That's, woof. I see what he's talking about with unifying and all that, but he has to realize that this is probably a Trump supporter who sent, because all of these people that got sent bombs are people that might have been critical or opposed President Trump, right?
Yeah, we don't want to jump to no conclusions.
But if I had to make an assumption.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's good for Trump to come out and not condone what happened and trying to figure out what's going on with that. So I will give him credit for that, but... You know, the unifying thing, we should have been working on that a while
long
before
time ago,
instead of right now.
Tweeting all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to keep our eyes on this, and make sure you keep your eyes open for any suspicious activity that's going out there in your neck of the woods.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Play, there was a big meeting that happened in the town the other day. More people came to the Prospect Business Association meeting on Tuesday than ever before.
Really?
Now, it was a meeting of the minds, all talking about the movement right now to revitalize the Prospect Avenue corridor, right? So, I mean, if you've gone down Prospect recently, you've noticed there's a lot of changes going on.
Yeah.
And the Popper actually is involved with this, and this is what he had to say about Prospect.
Generations of OGs with the younger people all meshed together, blacks, whites, all from one cause to push the inner city of Prospect, turn it into War Parkway. Prospect is a Kansas City. It's the artery of Kansas City. It's the hood. It's the turf. It's the blacktop. It's the underdog, and people like to see the underdog win.
I like the way he described Prospect as being the artery.
Yeah.
Because no true words have ever been spoken about Prospect. And the Prospect Business Association, they're working to get funding from the 1/8 cent sales tax commission to expand the community improvement district all the way down the corridor, build more housing, update the Palestine Senior Center, redo the shopping center across from the brand new Sunfresh. It goes on and on. And the city council is also discussing Councilman Scott Taylor's Revive the East Side plan. It will funnel at least $13 million into the East Side for housing, infrastructure, and job creation. The PBA wants to get a piece of that, though the plan is still in its early stages. The city council may vote on the plan on November 1st. So shout out, big shouts to the Popper for putting on for Prospect.
Popper.
And of course, I had to go down to the I'm KC store and go get me one of them Prospect shirts.
Yeah, I got to get one too, man. Yes, I'm coming to see you, Popper. I got you, man. I already told you. I'm coming to see you, man. I got to make that happen. By the way, Ward Parkway,
yeah.
Prospect Turn, I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. Absolutely. Shout out to the Popper one time. We appreciate you,
And Rich. I see you, Rich.
Rich the Factory. That's right.
Now it's time for the shade.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 on your Thursday morning. Right now, 51 in Grandview. Time for The Shade would be shining.
Need to say happy birthday to a couple of our celebrity friends. Actor Michael Boltman, he turns 54. Jerome, Young Rome Jones, remember him from IMX, Immature? The rapper.
Oh, okay. You had to say that. Okay.
He turns 37 today. Okay, enough of that. Shout out to Pedro Martinez. It's his birthday as well. Former pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. He turns 47.
That's Jerry Curls in the game back in the day.
Todd Speece Thomas, the leader of Arrested Development, turns 50 today.
50.
Hey.
Take me to Tennessee. Not Florida. Not Texas or Cali.
Not Mississippi.
Mississippi? Louisiana?
Who else? Sierra, it's her birthday. She turns 33 today.
Okay.
She look good in this video. I ain't gonna lie.
Man.
That's
Future Day.
That's Shay's favorite artist right there. She always defending Sierra.
Happy birthday again to my son, CJ, who turned 17 today, too. A local celebrity of his own down in Wichita.
Craig Robinson, he turns 47 today.
I think you pulled somebody's jawbone off. I think that.
Comedian, you know
Oh, yeah, from The Office, yeah.
Persia White, actress for Girlfriends, she turns 46. Happy birthday to everybody born.
I used to like her on there.
On October 25th. So it turns out that maybe Drake... Or not Drake, Migos has been accused of ripping off Walk It, Talk It.
Ooh. Oh,
my bad.
But the
wrong one. So, there's a rapper named MOS. He claims that he recorded Walk It Like I Talk It back in 2007 and says that Migos has infringed on his track. He is suing both Migos and Capitol Records. So, we have a little sample of it, play. Okay. So, you be the judge of this.
Okay.
Here's like Migos. Walk it like I talk it.
Sound like somebody about to get some money.
I think that might be settled out of court.
Yeah. Sound like he's gonna get some money.
A little bit. I mean, it's, you know, that's not a hard thing to do, to be honest with you.
You know what? Why couldn't they just give him the credit?
Who, Migos?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they thought they could just get away with it.
Yeah. Because I'm sure if they just put that in the credits, it'd have been all good.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just jacked off. I mean, yeah, they did a little, but that happens all the time in hip hop. Mm. Yeah, wow.
Well, another news, Drake's Kiki has reportedly been found.
Whoa!
And it is not Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
Now, she was doing a recent radio interview. Her name is Kiana Barber. And she's from Oakland, and here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I met him a few years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago. That's like the homie of somebody I love and respect. So that's just how it happened. I was kind of surprised by it myself when I heard it.
Is he still curious as whether or not you love him?
I feel like he knows the answer.
What a great question that was.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And he loves you?
I think so.
I still think it might be Kim Kardashian, but
I believe it was Kim Kardashian.
You believe that too?
Oh man, 200%.
Especially after the whole debacle between him and Kanye.
And we all know how petty Drake is. Come on now. It's interesting though, I was reading about the party. Kendall was there.
Really? Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
Well, you know, she go with Travis Scott?
No, that's Kylie.
Oh, my bad.
Kendall was the one that's supposed to be with Ben Simmons?
I don't know. I get all of them mixed up. And, you know, they all
they get look all the same
before plastic surgery and all that.
They all don't look the same. Trust and believe that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Play, how often do you go to Chick-fil-A? You a big Chick-fil-A fan?
I do like Chick-fil-A, but I don't go like I go to Popeye's. So I'll probably say about, I'll say about maybe once a month, maybe.
All right, well, they seem to be thinking about adding a new side dish to its menu.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
They're currently testing mac and cheese in select cities around the United States.
Allah!
U.S. Business Insider reports that the chain has been testing out the delicacy since 2017, and now the macaroni and cheese is officially on its website. Now, at this time, it's still up in the air whether or not they will be rolling out the dish nationwide, but if you're going by how hyped up the people on Twitter are, seems likely it'll be added. Me, personally, I'm not a big, like, industry macaroni and cheese kind of person. I'd rather, that's something I'd rather cook at home, or some, it's somebody that you got to know who got to make it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't trust everybody's macaroni and cheese.
I bet there it'll be good, though. Their chicken is good. Their fries are good.
I will say that they, you know, everything at Chick-fil-A has been absolutely wonderful. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I might just, that just had to be something that I have to just taste.
Real talk, when you talking about their adding, I was thinking waffles.
Waffles?
Yeah, you know, like chicken waffles?
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one.
Somebody else has done that recently, right?
At a fast food spot?
Yeah.
I can't think of one off top.
I think Popeyes did. Something.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's more for like, I mean, it ain't like.
But you talking about like real, real waffles, the real deal.
I can't picture myself getting a chicken sandwich with macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Why not? They go together, kinda.
A sandwich with macaroni and cheese?
Well, that is a lot of carbs,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. But I'm sure it'll be good, though. I'm sure it will. Anything they do is good and right. It don't get no righter.
Get some of that Chick-fil-A.
You know
what
got some good macaroni and cheese?
Who?
Churches.
Yeah, see?
And I slept on that.
No shade to Churches, but I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
What, having the love from Churches?
No.
Have the love.
How you know all the taglines to all the restaurants, dog?
Because we play these commercials, dog. That's what we do. And I watch too much TV, apparently.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Download the all-new Traffic Jams app to your smartphone. It's your source for real-time traffic information for the routes that matters most to you. Go to kprs.com for all the details on that. Speaking of traffic, check this out, Play. If you live near a place with lots of traffic, your risk of depression could be higher. Did you know that?
No, but I can see how that correlates.
Scientists tracked thousands of people living in Amsterdam over a four-year period, measuring noise levels they were exposed to at all times. Now, the results showed those regularly exposed to sounds over 70 decibels were 65% more at risk of depression than those regularly exposed to noises just 45 to 54 decibels. Researchers said this study provides new evidence of an association between high road traffic noise exposure and in a depressed mood. Previous studies have found that people exposed to a constant stream of traffic noise are at high risk of a heart attack due to the body being under stress. Wow. So I can see that making sense because, and maybe this could be linked to road rage.
Yeah. Think about L.A.,
New York,
Houston, Dallas,
Atlanta.
I heard Atlanta.
D.C.
Super bad.
Yeah.
I haven't been to D.C. or New York. Man, could you imagine that? Could you imagine if you had L.A. traffic here in Kansas City?
Boy, look, sometimes we do on 435, like at around 435 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 71 during 5 or 6 o'clock, or like right now, people are driving on 435 or 71. Boy,
but not gridlock
I'd be having to try to check myself. It'd be gridlock, but not for long.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be
long.
like 10, 15 minutes.
I've been in Dallas traffic with no air conditioning in the car, stuck on the highway for about an hour.
See, no, I can't
do
that.
That's not the move.
I can't do that. Bro.
Yeah,
no, see, I remember a couple years ago when I went to go see Kobe's last game in LA, I was almost late to the dang on game, and I left like 3 hours before I was supposed to get there.
I've heard that about LA traffic.
It is ridiculous there. So I would say that we're a little bit more blessed with the traffic than the other cities are.
Well, at least Amsterdam, they got something that can calm their nerves once they get out of the traffic.
Aha, I see where you go. We got it too. It just ain't legal.
50.
Oh, Lord. What are you on this morning?
What are you on, man?
Weed. Not me.
Right. What are you on? Talk about legal and illegal.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Standing room tickets only for the All in Black Party. Daniel Caesar in the building. Love May C. Soul Revival performing that chocolate love.
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 Love. Gotta be 21. Get your tickets right now at KPRS.com.
Gotta have some comfortable shoes too.
You feel me? So Target is coming for Amazon and Walmart.
Target?
Yeah, that's right. Target.
What they up to?
With the news that it's launching free 2-day shipping on hundreds of thousands of items across its site without requiring a minimum purchase or annual membership fee.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. For right now, though, this policy is only a holiday perk.
Oh.
Scheduled to run November 1st through December 22nd. Previously, this free shipping option was only open to Target Red Card holders who get an extra 5% off purchase. Well, will this perk encourage you to do your holiday shopping at Target?
I mean, not me, but yeah, for those who like Target, yeah, they'll definitely love that.
What you mean
that.
Not you? Where you be shopping at?
Oh, man, I got Amazon Prime. And I show love to Walmart.
What is that about? People talk about it all the time.
I show love to both. Well, Amazon Prime is pretty much like, I mean, it's just a shipping service. It's just the reason Prime works is because you get it in 2 days. Like anything pretty much you order, you get in like 2 days. So that's really the perk from being Amazon Prime. And certain stuff will be on sale. But like video games, you get like extra 10% off top if you're a Prime member, stuff like that. Of course, you get the TV shows now. They got their own little Netflix and all this stuff. They doing the Thursday night games.
Oh, yeah, they get
so,
that.
I mean, you get that. But much love to Wally World, too, because they do a good job, too, with their online deal, too. So,
yeah.
I got both, man.
Holidays is coming up, so.
Yeah. Can you do layaway with that, Tarjay?
I don't know. I don't say.
You know, it's that season.
I didn't even know
season.
They still had layaway.
Well, some places bring it back around this time. Yeah.
I remember my mama, I really wanted bikes growing up. And then sometimes, like, I would, like, ruin the bike. Like, I would crash it or whatever. Or I'd get a flat tire.
Oh.
So my mama used to put my bikes on layaway at the Hypermart up here off of
I missed out on Hypermart, man. Yeah. I heard about it.
Oh, boy. Listen, everything went down at Hypermart. We had an arcade at Hypermart. It was a McDonald's in there. It was a Corn Dog 7 in there. What else is in that? Everything was in Hypermart.
Corny Dog?
Corn Dog 7 was in Hypermart. That's right. And then you miss Just for Feet. You miss all that. We used to go in Just for Feet and hoop.
Oh, yeah. They had those in Dallas. Yeah. Okay.
Did they have basketball court in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen, you spend all day at the Bannister Mall, like from sun up to sundown, hooping, and then you going to the mall and go to the arcade or something.
And my brother used to be super jello because he used to want J's all the time, so he'd get like one pair. Me, I didn't care about J's, so I'd get like two pairs for the same price. He would get one pair of J's, and he'd be mad. Why you get two shoes? Two shoes.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is 8:22 right now, 51 in downtown. Time for The Shade Would Be Shining. What a special guest.
First, we got to welcome the beautiful, intelligent, hilarious Miss Lunel in the building.
Well, what was our first word? What was our first word?
Beautiful.
That's right. What up, KC?
What is good?
Thank you for joining us.
You know it.
So, you know, this is a little celebrity shade we do. You know, we talk about all the celebs, what they got going on. But Nick Cannon has insisted that he is a better rapper than Will Smith, Drake, Lil Wayne, and Andre 3000, Lunel.
You should see the look on her face right now. We heard that.
Yeah, let's see the look on her face after she hears this.
This is my thinking look.
Here, listen to this.
Okay. Do you rap better than Will Smith?
Absolutely.
You rap.
And Will Smith is pretty damn good. Any forum, your Instagram page, Wildin' Out, wherever you are, you will battle.
You will battle Will Smith.
100%. I feel like I'm better than 90% of the rappers out there.
Word!
I believe, because one, my freestyle, I freestyle so well that I don't even do it no more. Like, if you watch Wildin' Out, I just be like, I don't,
chilling,
everybody
side.
Else is like preparing and writing and bars. Like, I've been doing this, like, my freestyle is crazy. I would call Lil Wayne one of the greatest, Drake one of the greatest, Andre 3000. But it's like, you put those cats in a battle form going back and forth, and they're not going to be able to.
You think you can out-battle all of those guys?
Absolutely.
Now what you looking like, Lunel?
I'm going to ride with Nick.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with Nick on that. And he definitely has more, you know, in this climate right now. He has more of a political something to say than any of the above rappers that he just mentioned. You know, Nick has substance to what he says. And he's, you know, stood vocally out loud on Black Lives Matter. He stands vocally out loud on, you know, on the police violence, and he's going back to school and getting his master's degree. He's my personal friend, and not because of that, but, you know, I don't need to hear nothing else about bling and chicks and scissor.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm an old school hip-hop chick. I come from, you know, Afrika Bambaataa and KRS-One, and so I'm more conscious with mine, and I have an affinity for that.
Okay.
So rap was something to say. I'm all about it. Rap just talking about the club. Womp, womp, womp.
So you want to hear Nick Cannon talk about gigolos?
Shout it.
Was you bumping this one now?
I didn't bump it, but I did kill it with my shoulders during that time.
That's the old Nick Cannon, though. That ain't the new Nick Cannon. That's the old Nick Cannon.
You know, that was Nick before kids, before Mariah.
Yeah, before Mariah and all that.
I'll give him the benefit of
that. Christina
Milian,
Nick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that was Christina
Nick.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Tommy Lee might be fired from the show following her recent child cruelty arrest. Now, Insider said that Tommy has gotten in trouble before, but child cruelty allegations are a sensitive subject. They don't want it to appear like they're condoning her behavior.
Yeah, so you can beat chicks down on the show, you just can't beat your kids, right? Is that what they saying?
That's exactly what they saying.
What about chicks with kids?
Oh, Lord.
Chicks with kids.
Have you done that before, Lunel?
Have I? Well, no, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Mm. But my lineage, my aunts, they scuffle.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I have an auntie named Liza Mae, my Aunt Liza Mae. And her sister was Roxy B, Auntie Roxy B, old school name. Auntie Liza Mae was the cutter, and Roxy B was the shooter.
Oh, oh.
And there's legend tells that my Auntie Liza Mae fought a pregnant woman and cut her.
Oh, Lord.
So until you get to that level, don't mess with my family, is all I'm saying.
We definitely don't want them problems.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We got comedian Lil Nell in the building.
Yes. It is not 50 degrees outside. It is 32 degrees.
Uh-oh.
Nah, I'm from L.A. I can't take. Look at the shoes I brought. Sandals. Look, tell them how pretty my feet are.
She got the
any
toes.
Corns?
Pretty toes.
Any corns?
I don't see no corn.
Any bunions?
No bunions.
Any
no
ash? Bunions. Maybe a little ash. But no, I got beautiful feet.
A wise
toe
man,
rings.
A wise man told me that if a young lady takes care of her feet, everything else is taken care of.
Amen. That's right. And my grandma used to say if she got on a dirty bra, she's a dirty.
I got all of them.
We all know that. If you got dirty bra strap.
Oh, Lord.
That's a bad
So I need everybody who's listening to me right now to go to Lunel's Instagram page.
At Lunel, at L-U-E-N-E-L-L.
There is something great on there that you gotta see. There's a video with you and Bruno Mars.
Dripping in finesse, baby. Dripping in.
So how did that happen?
I went to the... Okay, it's a beautiful love story between Bruno and I. And what had happened was... My girlfriend. Oh, that's my handicap plaque.
Oh.
What?
She got the big sticker, by the way, just so y'all know.
I put it in there because I don't go nowhere. I don't do a lot of walking. Because I got you know, bad knees and stuff. And so anybody, I don't care if I'm in a Rolls Royce limo thing. I be like, put this handicap plaque up in there and pull over. Give me a curb service.
Right. Roller room there. Everywhere.
In my sleeve. I ain't even got no purse. That's how gangsta I am. But around my girlfriend went to go see Bruno. I love Bruno. Everybody didn't know that. And when she went to go see Bruno, I was like, dang, I want to see Bruno so bad. I want to meet him. I just love him. He's so talented. You know, you don't get a lot of those anymore that can play the drum, play the keys, play the guitar. You know, like Prince, and he writes and stuff like that. And these little, you know, these little guys are powerful. Kevin, Kat, and, you know, Bruno, and, you know, Prince and stuff like that. So I made this little video, and I was like, hi, Bruno, my name's Lunel, I'm a comedian, and I'm going to come see you on October 23rd when you come to L.A. to the Staples Center. I want you to know, put your security on alert. I'm going to be trying my best to get backstage, see, da-da-da-da. So I made that never thought no more about it. He reposted it on his page because everybody was like, Bruno, you got to meet a Bruno. They tagged him so much that he put it on his page. Boom, 2 million people later, my publicist got in touch with his road manager, and we got you know, tickets and VIP for you. So I go to the concert on Tuesday in L.A. the Staple. It was fantastic. He started with Dripping in Finesse. Mm-hmm. I thought that it would have been later in the show. He started there with that, and the second song was 24 Karat Magic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he out the gate with the hits. So he ended with Uptown Funk.
He didn't bring you on stage or nothing?
No. Mm-hmm. Better. Because if he'd have brought me on stage, only 30,000 people would have seen me.
Oh, okay.
But we made this video backstage, and now 2 million people have seen me. So he came up with the idea. He was like, you know, because we're back there, and we mad, and we was goofing off and fun. He met my daughter and my girlfriend, da-da-da-da-da. Well, my whole family's mad at me because I took my girlfriend instead of one of my nieces, but over it. So we were back there, and Bruno was like, let's do a video. I'm like, okay. He said, go over there. Now look in the camera. Do this, do that. He directed me, and I was like, okay. So I'm like, okay, we made a video, I guess, you know, whatever. I did not know what he was going to do with it. The next day, which was yesterday, it drops on his page first, and he sent it to me, and I put it on mine. It's to his song, Straight Up and Down. And it's a love story. You just have to go see.
Gotta go see this.
Tell everybody that when you go see, say I heard you on Hot 103 Jams, and I went to your page. So you gotta say that.
Got to.
Yeah, so it's lovely. I'm very, very excited about that, Bruno. Now I have carte blanche to any concert I want to go to
there
anywhere.
There you go. I'm telling you, we got
Lou and
like
Brew. Lou and Brew.
I still ain't seen Bruno Mars in a concert. I just saw him on a little, BET special or CBS
Have
special.
Have you ever
whatever.
Been here?
Yeah.
He was here, a year ago?
I told him whenever I see his poster on the walls and stuff like at the radio
station.
Was
that like beginning of? No, that was like last year. Right?
Yeah, it
was
Did
last
you talk year to him?
Nah, man. They, you know, them dudes, they be they don't come act to like him. They too good to come
to
the radio
station. Why
shouldn't
he come here?
Oh, yeah, he came to Kansas City.
No, he didn't come here to 103 Jam.
No, he didn't.
Why come?
No, because we didn't
Y'all
have
wasn't
you
on the list.
We need you. Yeah, we need you to pull that.
Well, you know what? I'm here for him.
Okay.
I can speak for him.
All right.
And I will say that it was not his choice not to come here to 103 Jam. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was his people, you know, in the press store. Mm. But if it was up to Bruno, because he does roll up.
Who's what? Roll up what?
What? Now you want to talk to me about that, son. You want to talk. You might want to cancel one of your gigs and come fool with me about that this week.
I'm trying to come, but I'm like, I'm already committed. We've been running
that. Okay, well, then I don't know what to tell you, partner, but it's legal in L.A., son. And I got all the accoutrements.
Okay.
From the flowers to the vapes, baby. I'm a walking dispensary. And edible. How you doing?
Don't incriminate yourself, Lunel.
I ain't incriminating nothing. I'm clean. I don't ride dirty.
How many shows you got this weekend, Lunel?
I got 6 beautiful shows starting tonight. One at 7:30, 2 tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:45 or something, 10 o'clock, black folks. And then same on Saturday. And on the Sabbath, we have a special church edition. And just newly added.
Just newly added.
Saturday is going to be Halloween costume party comedy show night.
What you dressing as?
Oh, I'm so secret.
Be sexy.
Maybe I'll come as Aretha Franklin. Everybody always told me I look like that. All I have to do is cross my feet at the bottom right, lay back.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, who this?
Come on, Lunel. She passed away.
Put on some Louboutins across my feet. Who this?
Oh, my God. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets at the Improv KC. Lunel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Let me, once again, my Instagram is at Lunel, L-U-E-N-E-L-L. My website is heylunel.com, H-E-Y-L-U-E-N-E-L-L.com. And my official fan page is The Official Lunel on Facebook. If you don't know how to spell official, don't go to my page. don't go to my page.
Always love when you come through. We appreciate you.
Thank you, baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.